and welcome back to another episode of Freedom Cast, where our discussion this episode is on dating in the church. So dating in the church cannot be clearly, dating, period, cannot be clearly defined. And here's what I mean. Dating looks different from person to person. Dating looks different to millennials. Dating looks different to the baby boomers. Dating looks different to the generation X, Y, and Z's. Dating cannot be clearly defined because it looks different from person to person. And there's a reason why I said that. There's an expression that I know that a lot of people have heard. It is the whole, there's pee in the dating pool. Pretty sure we've heard that. And this is why there's pee in the dating pool. A lot of people, when you're in a pool, you go to the pool to go swim. That's some people's main objective, to go swimming. Some people want to use that opportunity or that time to pee in the pool. Okay? Instead of taking their butts out and going to the bathroom. Okay? So dating is the same thing. You have the choice to go into the pool with a clear objective to swim. Going into the dating realm, aka world, going into the dating realm with your paradigm set on purpose, with your mind set on alignment, with your mind clearly set on marriage, if that's what you're dating for, long-term commitment or marriage. Okay? And this is why there's pee in the dating pool, because like I said, people get into that pool with the idea, because I want to pee in that pool. I want to use the bathroom. And that sounds vulgar, I know, but just walk with me for a second. And also, you know, it's reality. It's the reality of it. And there's Christians that's doing it. There's non-Christians that's doing the same thing, because here's why people go into the pool. And now I'm talking about dating. People go into the dating pool not knowing who they are. Okay. They don't know their identity, especially for kingdom people. Okay. I'm talking to kingdom citizens right now. And I'm a kingdom woman. Okay. So I'm talking to kingdom people, kingdom-minded individuals. You go into the dating pool and you don't have an identity. You don't know your identity. You don't know your worth. You don't know how much you're worth. Okay. You don't know or have the idea of how much money should I be making? How much money am I making? So your finances aren't in order. You're just dating and you're just kind of going with the flow. You're just hanging out. And then what happens when you're just hanging out? Oops, I got to use the bathroom. Why don't I just stay right here and just, right? So, and I know that sounds crazy that I harped on that for a while, but it's the same analogy. It's the same perspective. We go into dating without knowing those key things about ourselves, which is what brings the pee, which is what brings the toxicity, okay, in the pool, okay? It raises that. So if the people who need to deal with their own heart, deal with the issues and trauma in their soul before they bleed on everybody else, if they would get out, if they would deal with that first, then I believe that it will be much better. But it has to start with us. It has to start with you. And there's this song that says, the change I want to see, it must start with me. So you got to look yourself in the mirror. And you've got to start to deal with that trauma. You've got to start to heal. And not just start, I mean really process that. Really process it. And here's what happens. A lot of people get caught up in these relationships that they know doesn't suit them. Okay? So here's what happens. I get a lot of people that I counsel, and a lot of them, you know, could be experiencing infidelity, could have experience, you know, sometimes, especially marriage counseling, premarital counseling, one person wants kids, the other person doesn't. Maybe their finances look differently, you know, holidays look differently. So these things need to be established up front. And I'm going to tell you what needs to be established up front when you're dating. First off, of course, you got to know your self-worth. You got to know your worth. You got to know your value. You got to know your identity. And the next thing, when you get into a relationship, when you are in the dating scene, you've got to establish your expectations up front. Yes, you've got to know what the other person wants and desires. They got to know what you want and desire up front, clear as day, before you start walking with them. And there's a scripture that says, how can two walk together unless they agree? And this is why the people perish for lack of knowledge or lack of vision, okay? They don't have knowledge about the vision, okay? How can you walk with someone that you don't know where the heck they're going? You just gonna walk with them. I know I'm not. I'm not gonna walk with someone if I don't know where they're going. They could be driving me to the edge of the cliff and we're going to drive off the bridge. I don't think I'm going to get into a car, which we have no destination of where we're going. Okay. Maybe it makes sense for you, but it doesn't make sense for me. Okay. So here's what you need to have. You need to have expectations established up front. Clear communication must be at the forefront. If you want to have a baby and that person doesn't want to have a baby, what makes you think that you can have a relationship with that person, let alone a marriage with that person? There will be constant tension within that relationship, and it won't be a harmonious union because you'll be at push and pull. You'll be at odds all the time until one person gets satisfied. Okay? Until one person gets satisfied. So you must agree. You must agree. Okay, you must agree in order to walk together. So we have expectations, we have communication up front. We also need to have boundaries. We also need to have and respect boundaries. So many times you see in these relationships where you have these individuals who have trespassed the boundaries, violated those boundaries. And here's what those boundaries are. The big one is infidelity. Okay. Big one is infidelity. Another big one is betrayal. Okay. So when you're dealing with that, that's why I said you got to have expectations. You got to have communications. These things have to be at the forefront. You got to know who they are and why they are. And most importantly, and I'm going to deal with this in the next segment, is establishing your world, preparing yourself for what you want in your world, but also not just preparing in silence, letting the other person know that you're preparing for them, a place for them in your world. Oh my God. Let's take a break. So when it comes to preparing someone for your world, here's what it looks like. It looks like whatever you are desiring for the outcome of your relationship, of your dating, and that could be marriage, it could be a long-term commitment. What are you desiring? And let me talk to the kingdom people here. I know the end goal is marriage. So what you should be doing is preparing yourself and preparing your space for marriage. I know of individuals who still live with their mom, but you want a wife. Yeah, I was silent for a reason. That's called a pregnant pause. You live with your mom, but you want a wife. Yes, you're dating. You shouldn't be. You should be preparing yourself. You should be preparing yourself before you consider dating a woman to the point of, I want to marry her. Okay. And then when you do date someone, okay, when you are dating someone and you're living at home with your mom, or if you're living at home with your mom or your parents or your sister or your uncles, whoever that person is that you're living with, you should have a plan, a rock solid plan of how you're going to move out of that place and stop the dreaming, move out of that place and manifest what you desire by preparing for it. You can't manifest what you desire if you're not preparing for it. You got to have a plan of how you're going to move out. You got to have a plan for your finances when you move out. And then once you move out, what does that plan look like? What does your financial plan look like? All right, that's you preparing your reality, preparing your world. Be upfront with who you're dating. If you're dating someone and you live at home with your parents, your uncle, mom, sister, cousin, brother, parents, if you are living at home with them, be upfront with who you're dating and let them know, hey, of course, I live at home, but this is my plan. I plan to move out in such and such time. Okay, I've had people that have counseled and they're dating someone. And they've told them, yeah, I live with my parents, but that person that they're dating has no idea when they're going to move out of their parents' house. And I understand sometimes you need to save money. You need to save up and you probably need to buy a house, but that comes with you being upfront in the first place and letting who you're dating know, hey, I'm saving up for this house. First off, that's a plan. Kudos to you if you have a plan. But I'm talking to the people who don't have a plan, but you're dating. That's code for disaster. Okay, so we're talking about preparing your reality. So here's what you do. You prepare your reality for what you're manifesting, for your wife, for your husband. And here's what that looks like. What if your reality, you have a couple different baby mothers and you're dating this wonderful person? And you are very apprehensive about bringing this new person into this reality of your baby mamas, right? So that person you're dating needs to be upfront with what they're getting into. Otherwise, it's code for disaster. And this is what happens. We get into these relationships and people aren't clearly setting their expectations. They're not clearly setting out what it is that they are getting themselves into. So they can be mentally prepared, emotionally prepared, and spiritually prepared. This is why we're in warfare and battles in our own marriages, in our own homes, because we don't have the upfront. And I hear the scripture and it says, you need to count the costs before building a house. What man begins to build without first counting the cost? Sometimes we do begin to build without counting the cost, and that's okay. We make mistakes, and that's a grace right there that the Lord can help us with. The Lord will help us with that and give us the grace to start again and start fresh. And He will give us help and rescue us in the midst of that. And he'll save us. And that's the whole point of Jesus in the first place, because He's our Redeemer. He's our Rescuer. He's our Savior. He's our healer. Okay. That's what His role is in our life. He's our resuscitator. Okay. Brings us back to life when we're dead. We feel like we're dead. That's what Jesus does. So, but we got to get to the core of these things before things blow up in our face, right? Because we can have landmines all around our reality. We're dating someone and that person can be dating us, but they don't see those landmines because it's covered with grass. You ever seen that? Like in the movies and you see the battle and they're walking and they don't see the landmine, right? And they step on it and bam, everything blows up. And sometimes they blow up, God forbid. I know that's a little vulgar, but this is the reality of it. We have landmines around our reality and it's covered. So what you have to do is actively, proactively, and this, I want you to be proactive in the dating scene, and I want you to be proactive and I want you to uncover those landmines. And I want you to begin to reveal those places to that person that you're dating, that person that you believe that is potentially spouse. Okay? Because when you do that, you'll have a deeper level of intimacy. You'll have a deeper level of safety and vulnerability. And that should bring you two together to bond. Because if you let people know up front, you give them the power to decide if they want to be in that or not. And this is like where we get caught up in, y'all. This is where we get caught up in. We get caught up in not telling the truth or not being truthful, completely truthful about what's happening in our life. And I know you've heard the expression, a half truth is a whole lie. Look, still true today. A half truth is still a whole lie. But what we're going to do, we're going to be honest. We're going to be upfront. We're going to be real. We're going to be righteous, and we're going to be relevant. Yeah. Yeah, we are. Because truth is better than a lie. The truth, telling someone the truth is better than a lie. Uncover those landmines so things won't blow up in your face later. That's what we have to do. We have to deal with the emotional baggage that's around us before you bring someone else into that reality. And this is why this is where we can avoid the pee that gets into the dating pool. Okay. When we deal with our reality, and when we deal with and be honest about our reality, the other person has a choice to decide. Give people the opportunity to decide, because a lie will keep the other person from making an informed and educated decision if they want to continue with that relationship or not. Okay? And that's what you really want. You want someone who's really truly going to walk with you because that's what a spouse is supposed to do, right? You want someone who's going to truly walk with you and be able to carry you to a certain degree, who's going to be able to love you with that capacity, right? The scripture says that God's love, there's like God's love is no depth, there's height, there's width. So we also carry a dimension of depth, width, and height of God's love. When we walk together in agreement in our relationship, we can carry that depth of love with us, in us, for the other person, right? And we can give that to the other person. That's a gift. Praise God. So what I'm saying is that expose those landmines that's around you, that's covered. Uncover it for the other person so they can see the truth, so they can see what's around you. And you both do the same. Because believe it or not, we all have landmines around us. We all have something that we about to step in. Okay, so why not tell the other person up front so they can make an educated decision? Don't take it away from them. Let them decide, okay? Let them decide, because sometimes little things can get sticky and messy, okay? And like I explained, so praise God for you. And I'm praying for every single person in their dating experience. Dating is not difficult. Dating is not difficult. You just got to know who you are, your worth, your value, and stick with that. And I have to I have to speak into the women too. Women, know your worth, know where you stand, and know when to walk away. God bless you. This is Apostle Misha with Freedom Cast.